Tanner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we've returned for an additional 5 minutes in this program tonight. I want to get in Dan from Houston now, who's been waiting a while. Dan, you're on the air right now with our guest, Daniel Stalkin.
Hey, Daniel. Good to meet you. Didn't talk to you. Say, are you aware of the fact that the European countries, individual, not the European common market, but France, Japan, Italy, Germany, I think Switzerland, I think even England, numerous, all of them, they conducted individual tests, not one group test, but one each in country, individual test, and came to the same conclusion that fluoride is destructive to the human female endocrine or exocrine system, and therefore the European countries do not have fluoride in their drinking water because of their individual test, which, of course, our country couldn't give a flip about. But have you heard of that?
You know, that doesn't ring a bell to me. I know that it's an interesting conundrum over there in Europe. They don't feel, many of the countries don't feel it is ethical or to dose people with medication through the water. And I have, you know, letters from countries over there that say that they won't do that medication in the water. But strangely enough, some of them will put fluoride in the salt, like we put iodine in our salt. Mm-hmm. So if there has been a study about the female endocrine system being particularly harmed by it, and I apologize, there's just so much coming out, I haven't seen that, but... It's a little surprising to me that they would continue. It will just depend sort of who did the study and how it's been noised abroad, because there's a number of countries over there that won't do fluoride in water or salt, in Northern Europe, and then in other parts they just won't do it in the water. So Europe does know. China, a lot of people know this information more about fluoride than here.
The study's results are in the New American Magazine. And over about 5 years ago, it's on the archives of the New American Magazine. It shows the reports. You can find it. And I thought it interesting to point out, too, that the John Birch Society, which is a New American Magazine, in the 50s publicized stuff how specifically fluoride was bad for the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And, then, of course, they were made horses reared for saying so back then because they didn't. And so I'd like to throw that in for the world to know about that one. That's what John Birch Society tried to inform all the...
Yeah. They were proven right in many respects. Absolutely. Thank you, Dan. I have to run, though, on this segment, and I want to give you a chance also, Dan, to give your, now I'm talking to Dan, our guest, give your email address if people
sure.
have just email and don't want to pick up the phone. We'll have you give your phone again as well.
Sure. Okay. The email is dan@thelilycenter.com, and I'm going to have to spell that for everyone.
Yeah, spell Lily, too.
Yes,
yeah.
dan@thelilycenter.com. So dan@thelilycenter.com. And again, the phone number is 706-669-0786.
All right. Thank you so much again, Dan, for being our guest. And I want you to come back again and be in touch because we're going to have a lot of updating to do.
Okay.
Thank you
so
much, and bless your efforts. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. The fluoride war continues. Just one of many things that affect our health. And as I said, you know, I know people now that have kidney problems and kidney cancers, and it's a very debilitating thing because you're not going to easily reverse kidney damage, you know. Not like the liver or other organs, actually, of the body, where you can, help a person to obviously cleanse and purge the body and get the liver functioning again and get other organs functioning as they should. So this is a crime, another crime of the New World Order, a crime of the mega-industrialists, a crime of government, and they need to be tried. They need to be tried. And we will we'll be back to also open up the lines to other topics that we need to talk about tonight. Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, Paul Revere, Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word and support RBN.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
We're back now. Rick Adams, I have a lot of things I'd like to bring up on this Friday night edition. Don't forget, Monday night we have another special guest that will be joining us, will remain anonymous until Monday night, having to do with the illegals running into the country and the prosecution of our border patrol people. So you don't want to miss out on that. A letter from Democratic senators blasting Rush Limbaugh for using the phrase phony soldiers on his program was just sold on eBay for a record $2.1 million. A private foundation made the winning bid, which eBay spokeswoman Catherine England said set a record for the most expensive item sold for charity by the eBay group. Limbaugh's comment during his radio show last month drew broad criticism from Democrats who said he was smearing soldiers opposed to the Iraq war. Limbaugh and other, quote, conservatives responded with outrage of their own, saying the Democrats were mischaracterizing comments aimed at one particular former soldier who lied about his service. The October 2nd letter to Clear Channel Communications Incorporated sought an apology from Limbaugh and a public repudiation from the company. It was signed by 41 senators, including Majority Leader Harry Reid and presidential candidates Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Christopher Dodd. A letter from the senators called Limbaugh's comments against the troops who opposed the war an outrage. It is unconscionable that Mr. Limbaugh would criticize them for exercising the fundamentally American right to freely speak, as the letter read, to emulate Mr. Limbaugh. Proceeds to be donated to charity. Limbaugh said in a Fox News interview yesterday that the letter symbolized the greatest examples of Congress singling out a private citizen for abuse and censorship. On his show Friday, Limbaugh said proceeds from the sale and a matching $2.1 million from his own pocket would go to the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, which provides scholarships to children of Marines or federal law enforcement personnel who were killed while serving their country. The winning bid came from Maryland-based Eugene B. Casey Foundation, according to the group. The foundation, which lists assets of $294 million in its latest IRS filing, was established by Casey, a real estate developer, and is run primarily by his widow, Betty. That's interesting, huh? So there you go. In the segment where Limbaugh made the phony soldiers comment, he discussed Jesse Macbeth, who was sentenced to 5 months in prison last month for faking his military service. The Tacoma, Washington man was kicked out of the Army after 6 weeks at Fort Benning, Georgia, in 2003. But he later claimed to have participated in war crimes in Iraq and tried to position himself as a leader of the anti-war movement. Oh, my. Limbaugh has said he was referring only to Macbeth when he discussed phony soldiers. Oh, is that all he meant? You see, we've misinterpreted Rush. Poor Rush. The objective voice of virtue. The paragon of virtue. Uh-huh. Now, of course, tonight, NBC News did it. They finally came out of the closet. And they finally decided to do a segment on Ron Paul. Did any of you see that? Huh? Did any of you see the Ron Paul segment? Now, it really was a decent piece for Ron Paul, but prior to us seeing the report on how much support Ron Paul is making for himself all over the country, and the great amount of average Joe contributors to his campaign, the high number of people across America and across the spectrum who were contributing to his campaign, they preceded, or should I say, Brian Williams preceded the piece by telling us that Ron Paul is considered to be on the fringe, quote-unquote, the fringe of the party. So that was to set the tone. And then, of course, came the piece on Ron Paul, which, by and large, certainly did not make him look bad, but indeed showed, for the first time in this segment, just how much of a following Ron Paul has. And it is across America. It's hands across America. It is the anti-New World Order feeling on the part of the American people who have had it. Absolutely, who have had it with these endless wars that Rush Limbaugh and all of the other neocon talk show hosts favor, because that's what they're paid to do, with these endless, endless, endless government interventions, endless deficits, endless taxation, endless oil prices, endless devaluation of the Federal Reserve note. People are angry, and in the piece, it showed how Ron Paul advocates the abolition of the Federal Reserve Board. Now, that's a fringe position. My goodness, he's advocating getting back to the Constitution. Can you imagine such a fringe idea? And there was Brian Williams, grim-faced, anchoring this report. Oh, unbelievable how these people have sold their souls. But I saw the report, and I'll tell you, I thought it was about time that they gave him his deserved spotlight. Now, of course, you won't see anything like that ever again, undoubtedly, from NBC. That was their shall we say, example of how fair they can be and just how objective they can be. Huh? So I don't know if any of you saw it, but you may comment on that if you wish. I was impressed, and And certainly I'm concerned for Ron Paul, because he is frightening to the New World Order. Anyone who advocates a return to the Constitution, the Constitution, the American Constitution, not the Israeli Constitution, but the American Constitution, anyone who advocates a return to basic state sovereignty, basic fundamental rights given by God, not government, is certainly a target, is certainly setting him up to be a target. So, bless Ron Paul and look after him. All right, from Joel Skousen's newsletter, Mukasey is a study in evasion, but confirmation is assured. Watching Michael Mukasey to be the next attorney general after Mr. Gonzalez's departure, responses to questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee was an exercise in political agony. In question after question, Mukasey skillfully evaded, deferred, and or claimed ignorance of things he could have easily answered. Worse yet, on the first day, not a single senator broke ranks to charge the Bush nominee for attorney general with evasion or label it for what it was. Obviously, the members of the Senate were only going through the motions of asking the questions the public demanded answers to, and then accepting whatever Mukasey was willing to offer up. What was obvious to me, says Mr. Skousen, was that Mukasey will continue the Bush agenda of subverting the Constitution and the liberties that we have, but with a much higher degree of stealth than Alberto Gonzalez. All right. That's one point. Also, he deals with something that I brought up, of course, just the other evening. Maybe it was last evening, night before. I think it was last evening. And that had to do, of course, with immunity for phone companies who spied for the government. Isn't it ironic? The government is prosecuting the one telephone company executive, Joe Nachio of QQuest, who refused to go along with warranties phone, warrantless phone surveillance, and then lobbying the Senate leaders for the immunity deal for phone companies who did go along with this illegal government practice, huh? Of course, the telephone companies, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, are also lobbying for immunity, as Newsweek has noted. How do you like that? Isn't that just wonderful? Oh, it's beautiful, huh? The FCC asked with ensuring telecoms comply with the federal law is openly colluding with the White House to obstruct justice in this matter. The chairman of the FCC, Kevin Martin, declined to investigate reports that phone companies illegally turned over customer records without a warrant to the National Security Agency, citing national security concerns. Remember that phrase? The excuse they always use, says Skousen, to conceal illegal acts, blah, blah, blah. All right, we know that as well. And then we have the bailing out of the high rollers. Mike Whitney decries the ongoing bailout of the high finance speculators that are reeling from the subpoena mortgage meltdown. Officials in the Treasury Department, working with their colleagues at Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Bank of America, have concocted a scheme to rescue the banks. That's right, to rescue the banks from their massive losses in mortgage-backed securities. The group is planning to set up a $100 billion emergency fund, which will purchase non-performing assets for short-term debt. In truth, the fund is a bailout and provides the financial giants with an excuse for not reporting their enormous losses from bad bets. And now we see Wall Street reeling, and we see the economic downturn. And they even used the C word today on NBC. That's right. Or should I say the R word? Recession? Be right back. I'm Rick Adams. Just ahead, more Uncensored Radio Free America.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right, we're back now. 800-313-9443. And Mr. Skousen's, his emailed newsletter, very interesting, by the way. If you're not a subscriber, I would certainly advocate you getting on his subscription list. It's Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief, and it is definitely worth the effort to go online and to get it. Also, he mentions here that Dr. Corsi, who, of course, we have on the program from time to time, also has, observed that Dana Rohrabacher, the congressman from California, rightly wants to know why two Border Patrol agents railroaded into prison on a false conviction of shooting an, quote, unarmed drug smuggler are being kept in long-term solitary confinement. Representative Dana Rohrabacher is calling on the Bush administration to conduct a thorough review of harsh treatment convicted Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion reportedly are receiving in solitary confinement. Their condition is not good. It's worsening. Mr. Bush laughs and giggles and smiles and jokes and smirks and sniffles at you, the dumb, stupid, goyim American public, right? He's having a ball. He's having a ball. This is the kind of thing which, of course, will not go unpunished by the Almighty. There is a day of reckoning coming for George Bush, Dick Cheney, and the rest of them. There is a day of judgment ahead. Make no mistake about that. Also, Mr. Skousen notes that Putin's on stage in Iran. That's the way he puts it. I've been saying something similar. Listen to this. Putin's show of solidarity with Iran is not what it appears to be. While Russia claims, quote, it will not allow, unquote, the U.S. to attack Iran with military force, it has no intention of following through with any blocking force of its own. Russia, in my analysis, is merely setting the stage to make the U.S. look as bad as possible when it does attack Iran unilaterally. Like Iraq, which was also backed by Russia prior to the Iraq War, Russia intends to let Iran fall in order to enhance the U.S. image as the bully of the world. I also think that a lot of it has to do with the loss of oil, and that would help the Soviet Union and its massive oil reserves as well. In other words, he says, Russia is using U.S. insistence in placing an anti-ballistic missile system in Eastern Europe for political leverage. And Mr. Putin is making the case that the threat of these defensive missiles gives Russia an excuse to scrap the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty and install new medium-range missiles in Western Russia and Belarusia. Missile systems specifically prohibited by the INF Treaty, you see? And it's all a ruse. It is all a ruse. The placement of missiles in Europe was not intended to defend against Iran, but to provoke a Russian response, or better said, hand the Russians an excuse to rearm and deploy more missiles without any corresponding effective defense by the West. It is no surprise, that the Bloomberg reports say that President Vladimir Putin said Russia has grandiose plans to continue the country's largest military buildup since the end of the Cold War. Now, that's why Ron Paul is the only candidate who makes sense. He is a strict non-interventionist, a strict America firster, like Charlie Lindbergh and patriots at the time, the 1930s, who were ostracized and attacked and rounded up and prosecuted and even jailed by the Roosevelt administration because they knew what he was up to, that scoundrel of a demonic, satanic individual. And they knew what his bosses, the Zionists, were up to. It was to enshrine tyranny in World War II. And, of course, to give legitimacy to the, quote, state of Israel, or Israeli, as some people say. But you see, it's history repeating itself all over again. All over again, my friends. And then we have Chuck Baldwin's column, which I'm going to get to after the break. Chuck Baldwin. Bob Jones dances with... I guess it's wolves, huh? Oh, my. Bob Jones University in the news again. And we'll tell you why when we come back from the break right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. And remember, please, to support Republic Broadcasting Network with your prayers first and foremost, that I may continue, that we may continue, and if you can, with your donations or your business to support RBN. Republic Trading, now's the time to get yourselves some silver and some gold, my friends, among other things. Invest now so you won't have to pay later. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more of the program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works.
It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field. So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
All righty, I understand that's true, Mr. Bush, unfortunately. Well, Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, as you know him, has written Bob Jones Dances with the Devil. The Washington Times carried an AP report entitled Bob Jones III Endorses Guess Who for President. See if you can guess. Can you guess, Manny? Nope. Well, I'll tell you. Mitt Romney. These are two excerpts, or a couple of excerpts anyway. Bob Jones III, Chancellor of the Christian Fundamentalist School, named for his family, is endorsing Republican Mitt Romney for president. Romney's campaign confirmed Jones's endorsement today. Now, that's an example right there. According to the report, Jones told a Greenville, South Carolina newspaper that supporting Romney is critical to make sure former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, doesn't win the GOP nomination and that Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Rodham Clinton, doesn't win the election. Quote, if it turns out to be Giuliani and Hillary, we've got two pro-choice candidates, and that would be a disaster. Jones told the Greenville News for a story on the website today. He also said, quote, as a Christian, I am completely opposed to the doctrines of Mormonism. But I'm not voting for a preacher. I'm voting for a president. It boils down to who can best represent conservative American beliefs, not religious beliefs. How do you like that for double talk, huh? Bob Jones' endorsement of the former Massachusetts governor illustrates just how the religious right will go in compromising bedrock principle for the sake of political expediency. Jones says he is supporting Romney so as to help defeat Giuliani. I very much want to see what Jones will do. And when Giuliani gets the Republican nomination, I'd appreciate and anticipate that he will continue to follow his current modus operandi and support Giuliani, because he would then say that Giuliani is the lesser of two evils between Giuliani and Rodham. Why do I say that, says Chuck Baldwin? Well, because Jones is already demonstrating that he will support one liberal over another liberal. Mitt Romney is not a conservative, not by any measure of the word, and I am confident that Bob Jones knows it. Romney's entire political career has been built by catering to the Eastern liberal establishment, not to mention the ADL, Rick Adams here. That he is now attempting to remake himself into a conservative, and that Christian leaders are willing to assist in this facade is both laughable and detestable. In his endorsement announcement, Jones said, quote, if it turns out to be a Giuliani and Hillary, we've got two pro-choice candidates, and that would be a disaster, unquote. Duh. Where has Bob Jones III been for the last two decades? Mitt Romney has been a consistent pro-abortion politician since entering public life. His track record is there for anyone who wants to examine it. Here are a few facts Dr. Bob should have looked at before he embarrassed himself and Bob Jones University with this stupidly naive endorsement. According to the one well-researched account, quote, Mitt Romney has a long history of supporting pro-abortion candidates and causes and aggressively sought the support and endorsement of groups such as NARAL and Planned Parenthood. Indeed, Romney is still listed today as a member of the Republican Main Street Partnership, a group supported by billionaire leftist George Soros, dedicated to shifting the GOP leftward on social issues such as abortion and stem cell research. He didn't know that? Romney also has a history of assisting the careers of other prominent pro-abortion politicians. In the 92 presidential race, Romney endorsed and voted for pro-abortion liberal Democrat Paul Tsongas in the Democratic primary. And just 3 years ago, endorsed and made a television ad for Democrat Salt Lake City Mayor Rocky Anderson, a former Planned Parenthood attorney. As governor, he issued state proclamations honoring the right to privacy day, which until 2005 specifically referenced the Roe v. Wade case for abortion. Romney repeatedly took extreme stances on abortion throughout his career and consistently made statements such as this one. Quote, I believe that Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it, unquote. There simply is no doubt that Romney was one of the most pro-abortion Republican office holders in the country. Now, Now, ladies and gentlemen, having said that, as to the issue of gay rights, Mitt Romney's record is equally clear. He has consistently facilitated the radical homosexual agenda. According to a WorldNet Daily report, a website paid for and authorized by the Massachusetts Democratic Party has posted a picture of a flyer reportedly passed out at a 2002 Gay Pride event by then gubernatorial candidate Mitt Romney, expressing support for homosexual rights. The flyer, on red paper, claims to have been paid for by the Romney for Governor Committee and Kerry Murphy Healy Committee, and reads, "Mitt and Kerry wish you a great Pride weekend." How do you like that, huh? For Mitt Romney to now say that he took every conceivable step within the law to defend traditional marriage is just so much hooey. According to my good friend, Harvard Law School graduate and founding dean of Regent University's Law School, Herb Titus. On the subject of gun control, Mitt Romney promised he would not lift a finger to chip away at gun laws in Massachusetts, a state which, of course, has some of the most draconian gun restrictions in the country. As recently as 2002, Mitt Romney said, quote, "We do have tough gun laws in Massachusetts. I support them," unquote. For the skinny on Mitt Romney's leftist anti-gun record, see the Gun Owners of America report. And you can go to Gun Owners of America and the organization, gunowners.org, President 08 Romney, and look it up. Illegal immigration. Same thing. The leftist, communist, socialist, Marxist position. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he comes to a conclusion here, and I think it's a very valid one. Folks, here's the problem. Christian leaders such as Bob Jones III have succumbed to the temptation to become glorified politicians. They surrendered their convictions 30 years ago when the old moral majority married the Republican Party. Ever since then, Republican politicians have made a living by making dupes out of the so-called religious right. There is another problem. Our so-called Christian leaders crave attention. They desire notoriety. They are obsessed with having access to power. They want a seat at the king's table. As a result, they are willing to believe the lies being told them by the shrewd and cunning frauds, as long as they are Republicans, of course. As Doc Holliday said in the movie Tombstone, "My hypocrisy only goes so far." Accordingly, our Christian, quote, leaders, unquote, will never promote a man's candidacy on principle alone. They want to pick a winner. They want to be on the good side of the last guy standing, even if that guy is a no-good compromising louse. In addition, there is yet another problem. For the most part, our illustrious Christian leaders are willingly ignorant of the importance of constitutional government. They either don't understand it, or don't want to understand it. You see the difference? There's a key distinction. Whatever the reasons, these issues like national independence and sovereignty, globalism, blah, 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 he says, do not even show up on their radar screens. I'm not sure they even read the Declaration of Independence or have even read it once in their lives, especially if they're elected officials, or have even looked at the U.S. Constitution in its entirety and the Bill of Rights. Dr. Bob Jones apparently does not realize when our president takes his oath of office, he does not promise to represent conservative American beliefs. Instead, he promises to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. I wonder, too, if Dr. Bob has ever heard of the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Has he ever heard of the NAFTA Superhighway? Does he have a clue about the globalist agenda of the CFR? Does he even realize that there is a burgeoning North American Union developing? I doubt it. I further doubt he has ever read Dr. Corsi's book, The Late Great USA. Now, that's his column. I would add to that, I do believe he's read and reread and reread and reread Hal Lindsey's Late Great Planet Earth, because Dr. Bob and Bob Jones University is thoroughgoing Schofield apostasy to the hilt, my friends. Bob Jones, I know of one man, a preacher, who was thrown off his radio station in Greenville, South Carolina, because he dared to offend the memory of Dr. Cyrus Ingerson Schofield, who was the leading luminary and founding father of Christian Zionism. Now, all of those good people who have given to Bob Jones University, and Bob Jones University has been nothing but a compromise institution for years on end, now they have to wonder what they've done with their money, with their donations. Well, I could tell you, they should have put it in RBN. You see what they've done? They've bilked little old ladies out of their bank accounts. They've told them if they want to be good Christians, like Pat Robertson tells them, you empty your bank account and give it to me, and I'll give it to Israel, and I'll give it to the Committee for the Defense of Israel, and Christians United for Israel, and I'll give it to John Hagee, and they will give us the gospel, and they will bring about the salvation of America from apostasy, these apostates say. Well, had enough? I have. I've had enough. I mean, this is just too much for me. You know why? Strictly because it's one thing to be had and taken to the cleaners once. Even to be taken twice, but my friends, three times, three strikes, and you're out. You're out of the ball game. There's no excuse for that. There is no excuse for that behavior whatsoever. And I just am not going to tolerate it. I'm sick of these religious scribes and Pharisees. These leaders of apostasy. These leaders of treachery from within the temple, doing what they do and getting away with it, giving occasion for blasphemy, leading people astray in the pulpit. Oh, my. You see, a good shepherd leads his flock, and he leads them to greener pastures. These people are leading them over the cliff. They're leading their sheep over the cliff to free fall right down to the canyon. Oh, free fall to the canyon, my goodness, 1,000 feet down. That's what they're doing, and they're not even ashamed of it. You know, because they, I believe, have had their consciences seared with a hot iron, as the scripture says. They're compromisers. They're money raisers. Filthy lucre is their trade, my friends. Yep, putting the money in their wallets and their mansions attest to it. Oh, these great Christian leaders with all of their acres, like Ariel Sharon had a 1,000-acre farm there on stolen Palestinian land. And yet, Ariel Sharon is gone, but not forgotten. And yet, he can't live on that 1,000-acre farm, can he? And these people are buying the farm for themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, they're taking the people down with them. Don't let you be one of them. Don't let you be one of them. To hell with them. Mr. Hagee, Mr. Robertson, Mr. Falwell II, and all of these Hal Lindseyites, all of these apostates, let them all go right to hell in Jesus' name for their doctrines of demons and their marriage of adultery and fornication with whores, spiritual whores, my friend. Sorry to have to put it that way, but that's the way it should be put. Isn't it about time that somebody tells you the truth instead of being lied to by teachers having itching ears? Well, that's Rick Adams. I have to be sincere and truthful and honest because these things do bother us, and they should. I'll be right back with more to close this week's programs and a word again about next week. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I'm back in the final few minutes. Here's a news item you may have missed. Mexican soldiers and civilian smugglers had an armed standoff with nearly 30 U.S. law enforcement officers on the Rio Grande in Texas this past Monday afternoon. That's according to the Texas police and FBI, and they say that Homeland Security Chief, I think you know his name is Satan, yes, Son of the Devil, Chertoff, plays down Mexican incursion reports. Mexican troops who are aiding smugglers, gun battles, fights, incursions and invasions, ladies and gentlemen, armed standoffs. I'd like to know more about that. I want to find out more on Monday night. Don't miss it. We have an interesting program again lined up for you, and we hope it'll come off. Not going to give it away. All right, Monday night, 9 o'clock Central is when I'm on every night, every weeknight, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, the border incursions are getting worse. America is being attacked and invaded from within and from without. And George Bush fiddles. He laughs and he giggles and he splits his little sick sides. His mindless, evil smirk fills his ugly, rotten face. And here we are seeing the men of conscience, the men of decency, the men of honor in prison, solitary confinement, their physical situation worsening, while George Bush pardons drug smugglers and dealers. Ancient Rome revisited, my friends. This is an outrage, and we will continue to pray for judgment upon this administration and this country. This country needs to repent, it needs to turn around, it needs to get back. And if it doesn't, it's done. It's cooked, it's gone. You better get on your hands and knees. This weekend, ladies and gentlemen, you pray for America, you pray for the repentance of America and you yourself individually. My friends, the hour is approaching midnight in more ways than one. Well, I'm sorry to be so heavy and to leave you off on that note, but I just feel led to tell you how I feel. I'm no Pat Robertson with a phony smile, asking for money, saying it'll all come out all right. Just follow me right over to Israel and support Zionism. Nope, not going to tell you lies. I'm going to tell you the truth. Well, the truth will set you free. You can escape it all. Escape the New World Order with the sword of righteousness in his word. Get into the word, pray without ceasing, and fast as well. All right, that's it for me this week. A very, very good week, good programming. Starting off, of course, with Alan Keyes Monday night. What a shock he got, huh? But anyway, we'll be doing more of that, Lord willing, as the weeks go by. An invitation for Ron Paul to come on the show. And you, ladies and gentlemen, continue to spread the word and get online, support RBN, and listen to RBN wherever you can. All right? RepublicBroadcasting.org. More good programming just ahead. Stay tuned. We'll see you all, Lord willing, on Monday night at 9 Central. Good night, everyone. With